All right, Cody Shock, another good solid ride for you. Mm-hmm. And your 6 points, Mike?
He is 4 points.
4 points first. Okay, all right. Yeah, crazy series so far to start the year. I watched you a few times out there. Like, just steady. Let's stay up. You know, J-Mar couldn't do it. A lot of guys couldn't do it. Track mm-hmm. was brutal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this track, I knew it was going to be not how fast you can go, but how consistent you could be.
Yeah.
And that was my main focus. I know I have speed, but I don't need to go balls to the wall and possibly risk it. So,
And there's a whole thing about making a mistake, losing 4 seconds, and then the next lap, you know, if you just do the little bit, back it down a little bit and just keep the same times, you save that 4 seconds that you would have made by sending it, right?
Yeah, and tonight was also about managing the bike. I don't know if a lot of people have talked about it, but it was easy to get that clutch hot because how much load we were putting on that on the engine, and the ground was so soft, it was literally just eating up everything. So for me, I was trying to, like, save it at the halfway mark and just focus on, like, okay, it's not about how fast you're going, but just be smooth and just carry that flow.
Yeah.
And, I was stoked to do that, and, I found myself in sixth, and that's a hell of a ride for me.
I watched you through the whoops a couple times, very cautious, like just making sure you're set up, making sure you got the right line, and then going, you know what I mean? Like, because the first, I don't know, maybe the first few were good, but then about whoops 3, 4, and 5 looked like they're catching guys.
Yeah, a clay whoops and a paddle don't really go together.
Oh, so, good point. I never thought of that. Sure, right.
Yeah, so they don't really go hand in hand. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go 2-2-2-2 and then maybe a little skim and call it a day.
Yeah, call it a day.
And I had a practice crash first qualifier through them and banged myself up a little bit. And the rest of the day I was like, you know what? I'm not risking it. Just going to be smart, and I was very thankful I did that.
What's your relationship like with Daytona, other past races? What's your thought on coming here and all of that?
Honestly, I've tend to gel well with this place. In 21, I got 9th. Last year, I got 8th, and this year, I got 6th. So we're making progress.
Yeah, it's been a good season for you. Quietly, pretty solid, right? Like, I mean, we've spoken in years past, and you've taken another step up a little bit this year. You know, I feel like it's slow steps, but it's meaningful steps.
Yeah. As we all know, like, I had a really big trajectory, and I was doing pretty well. And then I feel like the last 2 years, I was a little stagnant.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it could have been just overall setup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I am seriously so happy with where I'm at, bike wise, team wise, and just the environment.
Right.
You know how it is, like a happy happy wife, happy life.
Home life.
Yeah,
home life.
I got a good home life. So it's not even like when I go to Club Nexus 9, like I'm going to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to see the boys, and it's a great time. So.
So you're Supercross only now, or did something change?
Nah, I'm just Supercross only right now.
Okay, so I'm starting petition to MX-101 needs a rider. In Canada, Yamaha team, 450 guy. We all know you crush it, 450 outdoors. I'm starting a petition to get Cody Shock on MX-101. So we're going to start that now. I'm going to start going. Do I have your permission to try to get your salary up and get this going?
I don't know. You got to talk to Boss Man about that.
No, you got Supercross only, Rod.
So I know.
What happens is I start the drum of it, and I start talking about it, and then these guys are like, oh, shit, we should sign him, you know, because it looks like you may leave, and I make you more money that way. So,
If you're trying to bring more value to me, then I'm all about it. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Because they need a rider. You'd be really good up there. You're not going to beat Dylan Wright, but I think you can battle for podiums. And, that sounds like fun, right?
It does sound like a great time. Okay. If I'm going up there, I'm going to win, though. I'm just saying it.
Oh, no, listen. I don't want to just Dylan Wright, dude. He's really good.
I understand, but so am I.
All right, let's start it. Cody Shock, MX-101 to Canada for the summer. Stamp it. All right. Either that or Bonacci. You have to sign him. One of the two. All right. No comment from Bonacci. Good job tonight, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.